residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. The program is available statewide on a first-come, first-served basis. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Call 1-877-497-8182 to speak to a program counselor, or visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more and apply. That's 1-877-497-8182 or hardesthitalabama.com. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system on the way that's going to bring more changes to our weather. In fact, the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms will increase tonight and through the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 55. Tomorrow, the risk of showers will continue at least through the first half of the day. It turns breezy and much cooler. Temperatures in the 60s will feel cooler because of the breeze. And then colder tomorrow night, overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. Monday's high around 64. Risk of a few more showers developing, let's say, towards Monday evening, Monday night, and into early Tuesday. And the pollen count remains very high for at least the next couple of days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Psychopath David Keith, who's one of the guys that's behind this, well, you know, we have to reflect the sun because the planet's globally warming. He's one of these morons who's spraying the 20,000 tons of sulfuric acid into the air. Apparently he was on Comedy Central. Let's see what he said.
Happening already. You ever look at those planes up there? They have contrails behind them. Maybe all those planes are the contrails. Maybe they're actually spraying chemicals into the atmosphere right now, and Uncle Sam isn't telling us.
Seems extremely unlikely.
The United States is not telling something to its citizens? That seems extremely likely to me. Dr. Keith? What do you got? What are you calling you?
I'm good with Mr.
Mr. Keith. Okay, all right. Now, you got a little book here called A Case for Climate Engineering. How will we save the planet? Because all the people, all the Chicken Littles out there are saying the planet is warming up. You don't believe that, do you?
I totally believe it. It is warming up, and I've been thinking about, along with many other people, ways to stop it.
Okay, does it involve me using one of those little pigtail light bulbs?
That is a useful thing to do, and I have those in my house, but I'm thinking about something else.
Okay, good. What's the other thing? Because I'd like to do anything other than that.
Exactly.
Okay, so what do we do?
So the other thing is horrifying. It is that you could actually spray sulfuric acid in the stratosphere 20 kilometers over our head and use that to stop the planet warming up. And tech fix.
You can spray something into the atmosphere.
Yes. Pollution into the atmosphere to stop it warming.
So in the end, pollution saved them all. We owe pollution. We owe acid rain an apology, is what you're saying.
It would be a totally imperfect technical fix.
Okay.
It would have risks. It wouldn't get us out of the long-run need to stop polluting, but it might actually save people and be useful.
Okay, so I interrupt you slightly there. How does it work? How many planes are we talking about here? How do you do this?
So let's say you wanted to stop it warming in 2020.
Yeah,
you start with a fleet of just two or three kind of modified business jets.
What, kind of like a G6?
Yeah, like a G650.
Like a G6.
That's
like
it.
A G6.
You put, say, 20,000 tons of sulfuric acid into the stratosphere every year, and each year you have to put a little more, and this doesn't, in the long run, mean that you can forget about cutting emissions. We will need to rein in.
No, we'll get to it eventually, yeah.
But it does.
In the meantime, we're shrouding the earth in sulfuric acid.
So people are terrified about talking about this because they're scared that it will prevent us cutting emissions.
Right, and also that it's sulfuric acid.
It is.
You're bearing the lead. Is there any possible way this could come back to bite us in the ass? Blanketing the earth in sulfuric acid, because I'm all for it. This is the all-chocolate dinner. I still get to have my CO2, and I just need to spray sulfuric acid.
Right?
All over the earth.
Right question, but we put 50 million tons of sulfuric acid in the air now as pollution, and it kills a million people a year worldwide.
Okay, and that's good or bad?
It's terrible.
But it'll be better if we put more in.
We're talking about 1% of that, a tiny fraction of that. So we should reduce that sulfuric acid.
So if it kills a million people and we're only doing 1% more, we're just killing 10,000 more people.
You can do math.
Okay.
But that's, so killing people is not the objective here.
Killing people, not the objective.
Actually stopping climate change in a way that could help people this generation. People living now, in a way, there's no other easy alternative.
Can you just do it for part of the planet?
Pretty much the whole planet.
No, but could you? Could you just, like, say, just make things better for the United States?
Very hard to do. It seems that this is mostly global. But the big fear is that one country will want it one way and one the other, like two frat boys arguing over the thermostat.
Yeah. Well, this guy is just he's a Luciferian psychopath, no question. He is the one who, I've got a soundbite of him admitting that the metal particulates trap the hot air, like I told you earlier, and they keep from the hot air from being displaced by the cooler air. He's one of them. He's one of those insiders that's behind all the spray and stuff that they won't admit that they're doing.
This global warming is cyclical, you know.
I hear it's cooling.
It is. It's cyclical. But they don't realize that the problem of this isn't on Earth, is outside of the Earth, the reason why it's like this.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I reported, I think the second year I was on the air, about all the planets were warming up in the solar system and they didn't know why.
Yeah, well, it's two things. In the area of the galaxy that we're in, that makes a difference. And because we're in an energy field. The whole solar system is traveling through one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember reading
We're in a dense energy field. And and like I said, if you were to look at the galaxy edge on, there's a gap. There's like a area in the galaxy. It's like most of the stars are above or in the plus region.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are in the negative field. And in the middle, there's a gap that very few stars in that area. And that's why most of the energy emanates from those two gigantic black holes we got in the center of our galaxy.
Wow.
That's why most of the energy migrates. That energy actually takes those stars and those planets and shifts them around, and it keeps everything either above or below the ecliptic, in other words, the galactic ecliptic.
It's hard
but,
to say.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a tongue twister, but anyway. As time goes by, the situation will get more critical.
More and, dire.
Right. And or much more critical. And most people think it's a, what do you call the term? Conspiracy theory and what is it? Fear-mongering.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the truth.
It is.
It happens every cycle, people. At the end of every cycle, it happens.
And it has nothing to do with us and the cow farts.
No, it doesn't. It happens every single time. Every time a cycle ends, we're at the end of a cycle. And, you know, Jesus, he even talked about the end of the cycle, you know. Mm-hmm. And talked about him returning at the end of the cycle. You know, just before he went up and had his last supper, you know, he actually pointed to the actual person that alluded to the actual cycle that was coming. Because if you read that, you'll see that the person that he stopped and asked had a pitcher of water in his hand. That person had a pitcher of water in his hand. And that was the he was talking about the cycle of Aquarius. That what he was talking about.
Water Aquarius.
Right. Uh-huh. That was a water barrier that he stopped and asked.
Wow.
You remember when he came into the city and he told him to go ask the master, and he stopped the guy that had the pitcher of water in his hand.
I do remember.
And he
that.
Showed him exactly where he's supposed to go.
Uh-huh.
And see, he knew all this ahead of time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And that was, he was talking about the new era he was coming back in, because the disciples asked him, when would he come back?
Mm-hmm.
And he showed him. He showed him.
Wow.
It was during the new cycle.
I hadn't thought about it like that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wish you'd come home. I know, I can't help it, man. I'm impatient. I don't have any patience. I'm not a doctor. I don't need patience. All right, 3-minute break. Boy, they come off the regular.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple, tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course, food and drink, all for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Falcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I just ran across this.
If you're selling your home, check out UpNest, a free service that lets you find a great agent and save big.
What we have to do about Planet X here. Update. Yes.
That literally, it causes a person to go to pieces.
I'll throw 2017 out. And you can take that to the bank.
What should give us hope that this is a turning point? That this is the moment we finally determined we would save our planet.
You're doomed. So to hell with it. Enjoy the ride. I tell people.
Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hanging in there, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Hey, Postman. Good. Well, where to start tonight?
I know.
Hey, first off, Postman, you mentioned Enoch 5:8, one of my favorite verses. But if you go back to Enoch 5:7, and it says, "All you sinners, there shall be no salvation, and you shall not, and you shall all abide by a curse, but the election. There shall be light and joy and peace, and they shall inherit the earth." And right. it's an incredible, you know, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 verses. But there's several things I want to talk about. But
go ahead.
The tree of life.
Yes.
Is that in the Bible anywhere other than in when it talks about Genesis and the Garden of Eden?
I'm not aware of it.
Yes, it is. But Frank, I'm saying you stump me every time. I cannot for the life of me remember where it is.
This is interesting. I had this memorized about 5 or 6 years ago. It's actually in the Bible 13 times.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was in there more than once, you know, but
yeah,
I can't remember where it is.
I'm not going to read them all, but I'll give you it. In Genesis 2, 8, and 9, Genesis 3, 22 to 24, Genesis 2, 9 to 17, Genesis 3, 1 to 24, and Genesis 3, 24. It's in Revelation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and in Proverbs 4 times.
Wow.
Okay.
So it surprises most people because they think it's only in Genesis.
Right.
Okay. But here's the reason I called tonight. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, you sent me an email after your show, and a gentleman wanted to talk to me, so mm-hmm. I called him. And just a terrific guy. I mean, terrific, terrific guy. We had a great conversation. But he asked me some questions, and I got back to him the next day. And, you know, I wasn't real thrilled with my answers, and because I hadn't really looked at this one question for, mm-hmm. gosh, maybe 8, 9, 10 years. But let me ask you this question. And I think I have a better answer for him tonight. Why is the tribe of Dan not listed in Revelation?
Well, I mean, I think I might be able to elaborate on that. And this is ironic you asked that, because if you got to go back to Jacob first. And because when it tells the whole story, when Jacob was is on his deathbed, I'm sure it goes back a little further than that, because Dan did something you had no business. And actually, Jacob did not bless Dan before he died. He blessed all the rest of his boys except Dan. He told Dan that Dan would go the way of the serpent.
Serpent, exactly.
Right.
So he would turn to the dark side?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear what I have. Okay. I got a bunch of stuff here, but you're 100% right so far.
And if you see why Dan settled that, Dan settled in northern Israel, near what is it, Syria or Iran?
I think that it's not Iran. It's in Lebanon. It's Mount Hermon.
Right.
Right by Mount Hermon.
Right. And that's actually in Syria, isn't it?
No, it's in Lebanon.
It's in Lebanon? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You just said Lebanon.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dan did not get a good report from his father. And I can't remember what Dan actually did.
I'm gonna tell you here in a minute.
Go ahead.
One thing I've forgotten, it's my fault, I apologize. I skipped over something. It's talking about Mount Hermon. The fallen angels, okay, or the Ben-Him, fallen angels, Nephilim, have been moved from Mount Hermon to Antarctica, okay? I'm 100% convinced you're right of that, because if you go back into Enoch, okay, the place of the end of the earth and the heaven and the stars in heaven, the host of heaven, and he talks about the, where did he talk about? The firmament of heaven above, there were seven mountains of precious stones, three towards the east and three towards the south, okay? He's describing Antarctica, all right?
Right.
Specifically, that was burning by day and night, okay?
Yep.
That's the southern hemisphere season of Antarctica.
During the summertime.
Exactly.
And
I believe that you're 100% right. That's where God's going to come down and set for several different reasons, okay? But I just thought I wanted to cover that real quick because I think you're 100% right on that.
I think Ellison Range in Antarctica, I think. I think that's the name of the mountain range.
Yeah, I've got some more detail, but I wanted to cover this other deal real quick. Let's go back into the Nephilim, early and later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm going to tie this into Dan.
Okay.
In the early days of the Nephilim, they were up to 36 feet in size. They had superhuman strength, speed, agility, telepathic and psychic abilities. They could heal very quickly. They had extreme intelligence. They had six fingers and toes and two double rows of teeth.
Wow.
After the flood, they were shorter in stature, 9 to 18 feet, but they mixed with animals, plants, and humans.
There you go. Okay? There's your genetic engineering.
And think about this. Animals and plants.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they got there. They came from Mount Lebanon. I mean, Mount Hermon in Lebanon. Okay? In fact, Jerome, one of the early church fathers, translated Mount Hermon as anathema. Okay? Anathema means a person or a thing detested or loathed, or it means of someone accused or consigned of damnation and destruction.
Wow.
Okay? And then it goes on a little bit here, but you also had the book Enoch, Fallen Angels, in 6:1 tells us exactly what happened. But here's the judgment. The tribe of Dan actually moves into the area of Mount Hermon in the book of Judges. Okay? Mm-hmm. They adopted the worship of fallen angels, Baal and Asherah, and the Canaanite deities. Okay?
Uh-oh. Yep.
And actually, if you want to put it to a test, the 12 tribes of Israel are mentioned in Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Chronicles, and Revelation. And all four of them have the 12 tribes, including Dan, and take the Revelation 7:5. And for some reason, Manasseh is in there instead of Dan. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what gets real interesting. If you go back to the prophecy, okay, in Daniel 11:37, the Antichrist is Jewish, okay?
Hmm.
And he's considered to come. If you go to Jeremiah 8:15-17, he is to be from the tribe or the region of Dan, okay? He is from the serpent's root. And you hit it right on the head because that's what he was called, the seed of the serpent, okay? That Dan means judge, okay? And there's a lot of people that believe that he will actually, and the reason he's not mentioned is in Revelation with the 12,000 as part of the 144,000, because he will judge Israel, and as in the final date, okay? That's the first part of it. The second part is the sin that was actually that he did, tribe of Dan and what they did, okay? They had Micah's idol, okay? They had the golden calf, mm-hmm. of course they had Baal, all right? Jeez. Baal was, to me, is a big one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they had Ashtaroth, Asworth, and Ashtaroth, false priesthood, a false temple, and they had false feasts, which is a really interesting study, the false feasts. The last thing I wanted to cover here is consider the plan that they set up, okay, that the tribe of Dan set up. They wanted to confuse Mount Sion and Mount Hebron with Mount Zion in Jerusalem, okay? And that's a big, big deal.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to change the location of God's holy mountain or the seat from Jerusalem to Hebron, okay? Uh-huh. They wanted to change the site of the transfiguration. And this is some a bit controversial, but I believe this is 100% correct.
Uh-huh.
The transfiguration was not on Mount Hermon, but on Mount Tabor, which is a smaller mountain than the Mount, you know, by Mount Hermon.
Mm-hmm.
But the tribe of Dan wanted to change it to Mount Hermon.
Not good.
Okay? They wanted to change the location of the early church from Jerusalem to the location of Dan or Lebanon. Okay? And then change the genealogy of the Messiah from the tribe of Judah to the tribe of Dan. Okay? And it just goes on and on and on what the tribe of Dan did.
Wow.
I mean, it's just really extremely interesting. It's much more detailed than what you think. But it's just interesting why they left. And one other side note, just as a bit. If you go into the numbers, if you go into Book of Numbers, okay, the tribe of Judah was 74,600. And Dan was 62,700. And then you go into the study of Numbers, and it gets, you know, seven means, you go to Judah, seven means then is the foundation of God.
Right.
Four means creation, and six obviously means man's weakness. Okay, so you have 74,600. You go to Dan, it starts with six, man's weakness. Two meanings means union or division.
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then seven obviously is God. But it means man, weakness, union, division, but they're trying to imitate God.
Yeah,
okay?
That tells you everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and that's in the book. And I mean, guys, Terry and Postman, God puts everything in the Bible for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay? Even those numbers. But it's just, I mean, it's just incredible. You guys touched on a bunch of stuff tonight, but what blew me away is when you talked about Antarctica, because I'm 100% convinced that angels have been moved from Mount Hermon to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. So was, I think Postman is too.
Yeah.
I want to introduce you to a new term, and Terry a new term too, because when you mentioned the fact that they experiment mixing human genome with plants,
right?
You know we're part plant too, right? You know that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
And there's two words, it's a compound word to describe that, And one of them means animal, and the other one means plant. The name the word is Hiwe Monja.
How do you spell that?
Not Gonja.
You know?
Not Gonja. No, Monja.
Gonja Man.
All right. Monja.
How do you spell that?
It's the Hiwe. Hewemun. J-A.
Okay.
All right. It's what it is. It's a talented plant is what it is. And that's what we are. A talented half animal, half plant.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I've never heard of that term. But yeah. By this time next week, I will.
Munja means grass, and Hiwe mean beast.
Wow. Huh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, you think about that, the fallen angels, when they came back down, animals, plants, and humans.
Yes, and they started mixing. And then when Jesus was asked how, you know, he said it'll be like the days of Noah, which is when they were doing that stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing that stuff now.
And then, like I say, Terry, I think every time you put pictures on there about you know, about your situation?
Yes.
Think about that.
I do, and it freaks me out.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, and when you think about if the story about Roswell's true and E.B., the one that survived, the alien that survived, the fact that he was considered an extraterrestrial biological entity, he was more plant, an animal, that adds more fuel to the fire.
And if you go to the creation story, if you look at the way hear God explain how he made man, he made his blood vessels out of grass.
Yeah.
And
because he was in the garden.
Right. Yeah, and made his bones out of rocks. It made made his flesh out of the mud off the riverbank.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean you guys blow me away. You're right. You know?
Cool.
But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that stuff in, but it's just terrific show tonight. Very, thank very you. Deep and a lot of detail.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, fun.
Yeah. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Frank. Take care, my friend. Right. Love that, Frank. All right, we're late for a break, believe it. I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? 5 minute or two. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a frontal system on the way that's going to bring more changes to our weather. In fact, the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms will increase tonight and through the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 55. Tomorrow, the risk of showers will continue at least through the first half of the day. It turns breezy and much cooler. Temperatures in the 60s will feel cooler because of the breeze. And then colder tomorrow night, overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. Monday's high around 64. Risk of a few more showers developing, let's say, towards Monday evening, Monday night, and into early Tuesday. And the pollen count remains very high for at least the next couple of days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm sitting here, I was on break watching a video where they took an old Karmann Ghia and took the running gear out and put an electric motor in it. That's pretty cool because the original Karmann Ghia only had, you know, like 40 horsepower. 1200 did, which is what I have. I have 64. And, you know, you could get the engine out of one of the Polaris EVs, put it in there. It would weigh less, have more power. The only thing you'd have to worry about is the batteries. But other than that. That's all that's really holding back the technology. And Postman, let me ask you something. I've been wondering this. This is something that's really been puzzling me, is why the push to get away from internal combustion engines and go full electric? There's a reason behind this. Why do they want full electric? Because it's controllable? Electronically from a distance or what?
Yeah, it is. It is. And
I don't understand it.
And another thing, too, is... We should have been off the internal combustion engine back in the 50s.
Yeah.
We should have been off it 50, 55, 60 years ago, probably about 60 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should be using 0 point right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to let us have that just yet. They're migrating toward 0 point because they're going to have to do it. And what they want to do is they don't want to drop it on us all of a sudden. They want to gradually, you know, do it. And, mm-hmm. and the electric vehicle is the next step. Before they go to 0 point.
That makes sense. It's a step. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering. I couldn't quite put my hand on it. You know, the thing is, the technology exists now to make the internal combustion engine much more efficient. Matter of fact, one of the very exotic builders has what's called a free valve engine, where it uses no camshafts. It uses solenoids, and it lets a computer decide when to actuate the valves. You know, the computer decides the duration in the lift of each valve on each cylinder. It's amazing. But I think that's really cool. And, you know, unless you have some kind of electrical problem, you know, oops. But other than that, that's amazing. You got infinitely variable characteristics of power. It's just, what a great deal, you know?
Yeah, but now if you have an electrical problem, you know, in these cars and trucks that we have now, I mean, it can be a $15 sensor. When that goes out, I mean, the car or truck is not going to move. It's not going to do anything. It's not even going to start.
Unless you have the right software, you're not going to be able to troubleshoot it to figure out where that 5-cent piece is.
Right, and if you can't hook your computer to it and Google it and then opt out on that sensor. And, you know.
Yeah, you're stuck.
And they've got it fixed now, you know, where the actual vehicle won't work unless you delete every sensor that is connected to, you know.
Oh, they got you by the short hairs, as my dad would say.
And then once you delete those sensors, man, it's going to burn a lot of gas, for sure. So they got you either way you go.
Exactly.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, that's an interesting idea to switch the Ghia over. to electric. That would be funny. I don't know. I love internal combustion. I always have. And I've been playing around with HHOs some. I haven't really had time, but to me that's fascinating, just to split water, split the molecules of water, power the engine with the hydrogen. You know, GM had a car back in the 80s that used a hydrogen fuel cell. And that car was so, put out so much power that you could drive it to work, drive it home, hook up your house to it. And as it said in the driveway, it powered your house, everything in your house.
Yeah, but one major problem with hydrogen is you when you store it. It's a possibility that it may could ignite it. Yeah, some sort of way.
Yeah.
The best way to use a hydrogen vehicle is to make it and then use it as soon as you make it.
Yes. That's what I like about HHO.
Yeah.
Your engine's running, that's when the alternator's putting out, that's when it's splitting it. But when you cut your motor off, it doesn't split it anymore.
Right. It stops.
Yeah.
And you don't have any stored in your vehicle.
No.
Yeah.
I know I have a bubbler and I have a couple of one-way valves. So if something were to go up, it's not going to make its way to where most of the hydrogen is.
There's several ways you can do that. You can do that, you know, by with a catalyst. You can do it with a catalyst.
Hmm.
What I mean is you can either use copper, aluminum, and you can use do salt.
Like anode, cathode?
Right, uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah. And that way it'll still store, you know, because the catalyst is still going to be activated. You don't want the car sitting still.
Yes.
You know.
I know Lazar uses something like that. His Corvette's powered by hydrogen. He has two huge tanks in the back, which is scary to me. If you get rear end, if somebody hits you in the rear end at any amount of speed, your car's going to go boom and you're dead.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's no survival after that. After those tanks are punctured and that the hydrogen ignites.
Game over. Hydrogen's so much more powerful.
Be the Hindenburg.
Yes. Big time kaboom. But, you know, my idea was to use solar panels to generate electricity to do the process of splitting the water molecules, then take the hydrogen and run an internal combustion engine to power a generator. So you're using solar, hydrogen, internal combustion to generator to power your house.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can make batteries out of PVC pipe with strips of aluminum and strips of copper, whatever you have.
Right.
That's what I've been thinking about doing.
There's several ways you can do that, you know, but you eventually going to use up that that metal, that catalyst that creates the catalyst.
Designed to do that.
Yeah. And you'll have to replace it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. You're right. It's not going to last that much terribly long. I saw a video where a guy reconditions batteries, and this isn't one of those try to sell you this stuff in a toothpaste tube. What he does, and he says it works 50% of the time, and he's done hundreds of them. You take your battery, you take your caps off, one that someone's thrown away. You dump the acid out, but you save the acid that originally came out. Then you use distilled water, fill it up, shake it, pour it out. Do that like a dozen times.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a little vibrator thing out of a couch that we threw away, and I've got a metal plate, so I set the battery on there, let it just sit there and tremble, pour it out, fill it up, just do that for 2 or 3 days. Then I'm going to put the acid back in and see if it takes a charge.
It will.
That's what he said. He said half the time the battery would be as good as new.
And another thing, too, is, you know, once on that last, probably on that second or third to the last time you do that, just take some baking soda and pour it down in there. And but leave the leave it where it can vent.
Yes. I'll leave the caps off, yeah.
Yeah, and just see if any excess acid in there or either excess residue in there. That baking soda will clean it completely up.
Because that's the problem. Plates get...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get corroded. Yeah. And then take that acid and pour it back in there. It'll charge right back up like it's supposed to when it was brand new.
You know, thinking of that, if you just went and picked up batteries people threw out, my God, you could have you 15 or 20 batteries in your solar panels and you could run your house.
And why do you think they take them back at AutoZone?
Oh, yeah, they recycle them.
To recondition them. Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
They do.
That's why they take them back. And Absolutely. They actually pay you for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, we have people that come and get our old batteries. Well, I've been grabbing the big ones. And I'm going to convert them.
I don't throw them away.
No. I don't either. And microwave ovens, if I see a microwave oven on the side of the road, I'm going to stop and get it. Because I love those big donut batteries that are inside of the whatever that thing's called.
Terry Adams, are you making a weapon?
No, never. I would never do that. Now, 84's kid did.
Because that's what it is.
84's kid did. What is that thing called? A something Tron. I forget.
But,
yeah. Yeah, 84's kid, who's brilliant. He made one. I was over there one night, and he was telling me, do you know what happens? I said, yes, don't do that. You're going to burn something up.
If you could.
Magnetron, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say this on air.
Don't. Don't.
Because you could.
Yeah, I know.
Well, okay.
Put them in series and, yeah. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I don't want to do that. No, okay. I would never do that. But, you know, I talk about a lot of different ways to do things, and I guess I shouldn't because now I can no longer get 20, 30% hydrogen peroxide. They won't sell it to the place that I usually get it. He said, I can't get it. I ordered it. They won't send it. So I guess they figured out. You know, the Nazis were using pure hydrogen peroxide, V-stop, whatever the other one was, for their airplanes.
Yeah, hydrogen peroxide and methyl mixed.
And they had more deaths on the runway than they did in the air.
If you pour that stuff on asphalt, it'll eat
kaboom. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
It'll spontaneously combust. A rag, anything. Anything that's organic.
Yes.
It'll set it afire immediately.
You better believe it. And it's a strong one, too.
Yep.
Huh. Why are you doing this? Okay, I don't understand that. They're wanting me to download something. I'm sorry. I'm not all into that stuff. I don't like that. Oh, wow. Late for another break. Imagine that. It's been that way all week. All right, 272-9228. Get your parting shots in. We're going to be out of here in a few minutes. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Me, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
welcome back to the parting moments of Clearing the Air, 272-9228. We're just sitting here talking about LEDs, and I've read good stuff and bad stuff about LEDs, which is it's a little disconcerting about the light spectrum they work in, and supposedly they're bad for your eyes, but I got to back that up first, so don't pay any attention to what I'm saying right now until I get all my duckies in a row, so to speak. Let's see, Planetary Economic Collapse website. You know, I hate to be gloom and doom. It seems like I'm, as Jesse would say, a fear mongrel. But there's just so much stuff out here. A new study says more than 1,200 species will most certainly face extinction. Yeah, I mean, look at the insects, man. They're all my life, and I've said this before, all my life, if we went camping, if anybody got bitten, I got bitten. You know, and the old, what everybody always says, well, you got sweet blood. Ha, 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 yeah. Well, I was the one that always got bitten. Anywhere I went, if there were fleas, mosquitoes, they went to me every single time. I have yet to be bitten by a mosquito this year. Tonight will be the test. As warm as it is, we'll see if I get bitten. I haven't got, there aren't any mosquitoes. That should concern you. I mean, I'm not a big fan of mosquitoes, but they are obviously there for a reason. So, yeah, the insects are dying off, folks.
You know, I've been listening to people talking about AOC quite a bit.
Yeah.
And and they mostly quote her about her saying the world's going to end in 12 years.
She's probably right.
She probably is.
But not the reason they probably, she says.
They probably already told her what the deal is.
Yeah.
Just like all the rest of them.
Yeah. They've been briefed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for the reasons that they're claiming, because they're opportunistic.
Yeah. And it may happen a little earlier than that.
2025 could, keeps coming up, man.
Yeah, I've Ben Nunn was talking about he was talking about a close flyby 2023, and wow. And I heard another insider. He was he was talking about 21 or 22, someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well. By then we'll see it. You'll be able to see it.
It'll
be in the sky probably about 2 years, you know, before it actually get close mm-hmm. enough to do the damage or fly by.
And you know, all these people that have been for 10, 15 years talking about it's coming. It seems like by jumping that far ahead, that might have done damage to the whole thing more so than helping people become aware of it, because now it's like they're the butt of the jokes. Until it actually happens, you know? Because now it's like a punchline to talk about Planet X.
You know, the reason why I say it's still coming, you know, the reason why I don't think it's a hoax?
Why?
Is because I started researching this in 2008 when I first saw it came into our solar system. And it was going across the Unicorn constellation, Monoceritus. It was going across that. And they tried to make like it was a constellation called 838 Monoceritus, which is named for the constellation that it was in. But when I took that picture that Voyager took of it, mm-hmm. and took it and laid it over the 838 Monoceritus, the star pattern lined up exactly with it.
Wow.
It did. It just happened to be in the position that it was. You know, it was rotating.
But still.
The star pattern lined up exactly. I took it and overlaid it on a computer screen. I looked at it. You know, I visually looked at it and I said, gosh, this pattern is almost the same. So I took it and traced it out over the computer screen. Out of a book, I mean. I've got a book of an astronomy book. It's got all the major constellations in it.
I'll bet.
And I took it and laid it over the computer screen. It was the exact match of it.
That's not a coincidence.
Yeah, it was an exact match. But what I'm actually getting to is the fact that that I've seen the residual image that's reflected back into space from the Fresnel lens system that they have in out of outer space to actually send the image back into space.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw the image. When I first saw the image of the brown dwarf, that brown dwarf was the size of a golf ball. And over from 2008 till now, to 2019, the residual image is the size of our moon now. So wow. That means it's getting closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And from insiders and from what I've heard and what I was told, that when it comes to closest point to the Earth, it's going to come 0.005 AUs.
That's the distance between Earth and the moon, right?
Yeah. Earth and the moon. An AU is 100 million miles.
Oh, okay.
So that's some like 5 to 15 million miles.
Wow.
And that's huge for a star. That's a quarter the size of our sun.
Yes. You know, I remember listening to a podcast probably 15 years ago, and a guy was talking about it, and he said, this thing is so dense that just on a fairly close flyby, it has the power to pull a continent through the planet and out to the other side.
That's because of the way it's been hybridized, it's been augmented. I mean, there's a from the pictures that I saw, the most recent pictures that I saw about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it's got a magnetar along with it, a small low grade magnetar with it. And wow. A magnetar is one of the most dangerous natural forces in space.
What is it? I know that's a big question.
It's a star on steroids. It's a failed star on steroids. And this one's actually small. They actually got it fixed where it can go down inside of that other star. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I've never seen anything like it in my life. And this was real footage.
Man, we are so kept in the dark. No wonder they call us cattle.
It doesn't even fit. The way that thing behaves, it doesn't even fit with the what I've learned, what we've been told. Not to mention the fact that it's coming in retrograde motion. That's backwards.
Yeah.
And that's its natural orbit retrograde. It's just like the fallen ones. You do everything backwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Backwards is the key.
Yeah.
Well, Postman, we got about 30 seconds, man. Thank you so much for coming out and sharing some of your massive wisdom with us. Thank you, my friend, for being here. Guys, remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. I got to go. I got a lot to do tonight. Got somebody wanting to buy my dyno, so I got to get some stuff straight.